information or immortalized genetic information. And this is the first time that has been seen outside of biology.
Professor Gerald Joyce at the Scripps Research Institute in California. Roland Pease, BBC science expert, is still with me. Roland, this is quite an amazing piece of research, isn't it? A whole population of synthetic molecules apparently dividing, growing, even showing natural selection. A complete primitive world in a test tube.
It's absolutely fabulous, particularly because as well as celebrating Galileo this year, we're actually celebrating 150 years of Darwin's Origin of the Species. And if his theory of evolution has any, you know, complete meaning, it has to go all the way back. Life has to be able to bootstrap itself without some kind of external force generating life. And so there's been this idea, he talked about a little pond of warm chemicals that became life. This is the kind of thing that Gerry Joyce is working on, and he's long promoted this idea that start of life would be molecules like RNA, a cousin of DNA, that sits there at the bottom of the ocean or somewhere, sort of bubbling away, making more and more copies of itself.
So he has a lab version of the start of life, the evolution in action in the lab.
They're very cautious. So many things have happened that, you know, whether it's comets hitting the Earth or something, the smallest thing, a small stone falling down a hillside could change the course of evolution. So they can never retrace those steps. But what they can do is prove the principle that RNA is the kind of molecule that does it. And what's interesting about RNA is it is a cousin of DNA. It carries genetic information, but it's also a catalyst. It promotes chemical reactions. So what they're doing is they're trying to show that these molecules can sort of accelerate the generation of copies of themselves. And in fact, in some of the experiments, over 4 days, a single molecule can end up with 10 million, 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 million descendants. I mean, this is why it's so interesting. And, you know, life seems so complicated and so unlikely, but when you realise that this kind of reaction could have had hundreds of millions of years in which to find the right one. And here he's showing that in 4 days you can get that many descendants. You
know, boy, life is complicated, isn't it? But it's fun listening to the BBC here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Broadcasting live now. Good evening. Yes, I was going to say good afternoon, but I guess the afternoon's slipping into the evening now. The question is, where were you a week ago yesterday around this time? Were you in the snow? It's hard to believe that there was a major snowstorm a week ago yesterday because I'll never forget it. Fran, Dance, and I were walking from Annabelle's up by City Hall, 10th and Ontario, down to catch a Broadway and Main bus, I guess a Main Street bus, down to catch the 135 and... Well, we never made it on the bus, that is. The buses were jammed up, the ice was everywhere, and we had to walk all the way to Hastings, and me with a cast in my arm and slushing through the muck, and mostly the slush. Oh, well, we're alive and well, and that's the main thing. Hope you made it through, too. Son of Night Dreams is now on the air.
Darkness to a seat of light. From a garden to a sheet of ice, feel you move in every sunrise, in the trembling of the leaves. This is how I know you knew me, from the ashes of a broken home. I sent the message to the great. This is how
every day. Ah!
I'm looking. I'm staring in the mirror, and there he is, staring back at me. God, what a funny face, getting wrinkles. Oh, man, the wrinkles come when you hit the 60s, I tell you. But when I get this cast off my arm, little fractured wrist from slipping in the snow, I'm looking forward to going for a swim again. Thank you, Tim Buckley, taking us back to 1974 in Son of Night Dreams for Look at the Fool, title of that LP. Yes, we're playing some long plays today. We're going to be going back in time a little bit more, maybe. We started the show off with a brand new one by Ron Sexsmith, Exit Strategy of the Soul. And the first two tracks on that CD, Spiritude, the instrumental, and This Is How I Know, Slushing Through the Snow. Here's a bit of nostalgia. Do you remember Vancouver Cable 10 Sunday nights during the late 1970s and early 1980s? One of Canada's first video radio shows, Night Dreams. Well, you're listening to that show right now, the original DJ, yours truly, Jolly John Tanner, here on Son of Night Dreams from now till 7:30 with a musical mix from now back to the 50s, heard alternating Mondays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And just a reminder to join us for a rebroadcast of an original Night Dream show first heard in February 1980, featuring Captain Midnight J.B. Shane, former CITR program director Sonia Maisko, a tribute to Buddy Holly, broadcaster Timothy M. Burge, with special guests Madness. Monday, January 26, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., right here on CITR FM 101.9 Vancouver.
We can get them. It will be easy. Urgency. Oh, this is the greatest thing you could possibly do. Their minds are hungry. If we don't do it, we've not done them any good. And so you're right. You're on the right track.
Okay, okay, I'm feeling me. Yeah, okay, okay, y'all feeling me. Okay, okay, I'm feeling me. Okay, okay, y'all feeling me. See, I don't mean to be far out. I just go the bizarre route with my cards out. And I keep my heart on my sleeve. Fuck self-doubt. You walk around like you got gout instead of clout. Wobbling and hobbling till you all out of hope. I don't slip on end of rope. I suspended it. I suggest you do the same. Really, what I'm supposed to do out the game? Shit's still exciting to me. More titles to claim. So many new styles that I vary. The most exciting thing since the library. Yeah, journalists know it's my turn to piss on any artist. None of y'all retarded at this. The business is shit, but you gotta persist for real.
That's what you get. 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 This is what you get. That's what you get. This is what you get. That's what you get. This is what you get. That's what you get.
Yeah, just informed, I gotta move out my house. Landlord, no, this is just made to louse up the game. All this is nothing, cause I'm coldest. Golden is a goose, but I'm chilling in my soulless. Spun a lot of tails and exhibited my polish. Hit a lot of nails, not inhibited, abolished. In the hallowed halls of the game, where you still crawling. Quarter after one in the AM, I'm getting started. Still looking young at a club, I get carded. But I ain't go to the club, I'm on some hermit. Filthy as a varmint, in this headspace, I earn it. My right to be alone would influence the current.
That's what you get. This is what you get.
No,
that's what you get.
No,
this is what you get.
I'm back.
That's what you get. This is what you get.
Really
that's
back.
What you get. This is what you get. That's what you get. This is what you get. That's what you get.
Yeah, I wanna shout out all of y'all out there to keep supporting the mammal. Yes, sir. To keep me under pressure. Yeah, but it makes me fresher. 2008, hip hop is back. It's time to get it straight for real.
Yeah, everyone, this is I'm here to explain. explain to you the way that this album works, I will be taking you along the journey that is Carrots and Eggs. If you have any questions, feel free to dial in. That's 1-800-PSY-NOPE. If you can't spell my name, then you'll probably get an old lady on the line. But any way you look at it, this album is about carrots and eggs. Don't let anything mislead you into believing that it isn't. Peruse. Envelop. Soak yourself in everything that the egg has to offer you, and the carrot will do to you.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. His faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato, we're out to smash a parking lot racket.
Cigarettes present Benny Goodman Swing School, the Tuesday evening rally of everybody everywhere who gets a lift from the new pulsating music of youth, swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and the Camel Swing Chorus under the direction of Meyer Alexander. And back from his travels over America, Pat O'Malley, our English fellow student, whose reception several weeks ago demanded another appearance. All brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarette.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written.
Somewhere in outer space, the first Earth ship is landing on Mars.
Look at that.
Look at there.
Look at that.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Mars. Thousands of Martians have come out to greet the first Earth ship. Pardon me, sir. Would you care to say a few words?
Shut your mouth. Go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Martian national anthem. Something seems to be happening. The giant frog monster is approaching. We can see the monster now. He's wearing
a white sport coat.
I think the monster is about to speak.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly?
There's only one person who can save these people now. Stepping out of the spaceship is Elf. How do you feel about this situation?
I'm a little mixed up on the feel, but...
Do you think you can save Mars from the monster?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We return you now to Earth for a message from the President.
This is Washington. The President has a message.
I'm all shook up.
We switch you now to London.
This is Sir John Cameron Cameron, downtown London. The Prime Minister has just said...
I think I'm gonna cry.
We switch you now to Moscow.
This is John Cameron Cameronovich. We're here with the Russian Chief of Staff. Have you a few words?
Dun, 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 dee-doo-be-dun.
We return you now to Mars.
This is John Cameron Cameron again, downtown Mars. Our hero has won. Wait, the monster is saying...
I feel like I could die.
Our hero is stepping back into the spaceship and is taking off.
You saved our planet, and now you're gone.
Now you go.
One more time.
Now you go.
Thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Ow!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts,
flying purple people.
a sight to see.
Purple people.
Billy went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
And that concludes another session of Lucky Tanner Dance Time. Here, Jolly John playing some of the oldies for you. Okay, that one took us back to 1958, The Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley. Now, Woolley had a 30-year recording career, including many country parodies under the name Ben Colder, but you may know him better as Pete Nolan in TV's Rawhide. Yeah, Rawhide. Or from his nearly 50 film roles, including High Noon, Rio Bravo, and Giant with James Dean. All right, so there he is. Good old Mr. Nolan, yes, Pete Nolan, under the name Sheb Woolley and the Purple People Eater. Well, we were kind of like getting alien-like there, weren't we? Sort of, you know what I mean. We had before that Buchanan and Goodman, also from 1958, performing Flying Saucer No. 2, and David Bowie from 71, 72, the Hunky Dory album, and Life on Mars. And as you know, there is water on Mars, albeit frozen, but the Phoenix lander in the Arctic did discover H2O frozen in the soil. Okay, we got some great new CDs to look forward to this year. We got in the fall, Arcade Fire fans will be marching to the cinemas to catch The Box, a new film by Richard Kelly, in which Arcade Fire does the sound for that. We've got a new CD by Franz Ferdinand coming later this month. And later this year, Echo and the Bunnymen, Robin Hitchcock, and Depeche Mode all will be releasing new CDs. And we've got new ones from Marianne Faithfull and the Jesus Lizard and the Faces after 34 years. There's also rumors about the Stone Roses, but we'll see it when we believe it. Or I guess it's the other way around. Yeah, okay. Here's one of our favorite bands from 2008, Death Cab for Cutie on Son of Night Dreams, CITR 101.9 FM.
I descended a dusty gravel ridge beneath the Bixby Canyon Bridge until I eventually arrived at the place where your soul had died. Barefoot in the shallow creek, I grabbed some stones from underneath and waited for the silence. It became so very clear that you had long ago disappeared. I cursed myself for being surprised.
trudge back to where the corners part. No closer to any kind of truth, as I must assume is the case with you.
The makers of ionized yeast present A Helping Hand. A Helping Hand is a new program dedicated to public service and conducted by John J. Anthony, nationally famous counselor on human problems, author of the well-known book, Marriage and Family Problems and How to Solve Them, and founder of the famous Marital Relations Institute. And now, here is Mr. Anthony. Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Want to do is just play a lot of music for you, and that's what we're doing here today on Son of Night Dreams CITR. All right, and you just heard from Broken Social Scene presents Kevin Drew from last year, a couple of tunes, Underneath the Skin and Big Love. We got little themes like old times in there. We had Young Galaxy before that. And, you know, if I start playing the wrong track today, you'll have to forgive me. I do it occasionally. But I got a good excuse because I got my arm in a cast from spraining my wrist slipping on the ice. So, well, whatever. What other excuse could I come up with? Yes, no, it's real, folks. We had Lost in the Call from a Young Galaxy from their album, the same title, featuring Catherine McCandless and Stephen Ramsey, who are working on a new CD coming out sometime in the spring, we hope. And also in that set, it was Death Cab for Cutie, one of my favorite bands from the last year. The album was from the last year, and that was called Bixby Canyon Bridge. Hold it on that thought there, because way back when, before the Green Hornet and Benny Goodman and David Bowie, it was Mocha Only. I forgot to mention Mocha Only, a good new CD out called Carrots and Eggs, which is perfect for the lunch hour. Well, it's really dinner, and some people call it supper. By the way, speaking of Death Cab for Cutie, the Pemberton Festival is not happening this year, as you no doubt have heard, but Death Cab did play last year, 2008, and there will be a Pemberton Music Festival 2010, which is good news. They didn't have time to get it together for this year. Speaking of going to concerts, Ticketmaster Entertainment, Inc., the world's largest ticketing company, expects the recession to reduce prices for live entertainment in 2009. Aw, too bad, guys. There's not as many people going to your concerts. They can't afford it because you charge too bloody much, you know. Lower the prices and more people will go to your concerts. Of course, that's not the only reason they're lowering the prices. Yes, because Ticketmaster is got competition with Live Nation, Inc., which used to be one of its customers. Now Live Nation stages more than 16,000 concerts a year. Yay, Live Nation! We're going to have a battle on to see who can charge the least for going to concerts, and it's about time. That's all I can say. Boy, oh boy. All right, now let's get really weird here at CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to talk about things that fly in the sky and go bump in the night. UFOs, unidentified flying objects. You may not read it much in the papers. You may see it in the tabloids and laugh, but UFOs are serious business, folks. And right now to discuss them is Canada's leading expert on the subject, Michael Strainick. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, John. By the way, wasn't Death Cab for Cutie based on a Bonzo's song?
The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We'll have to check that one out. You're a wealth of information, Michael. not just on UFOs, but, you know, there you go.
Well, so, I'm a jolt, jack of all trades.
You are a jack of all trades, for sure.
Or jerk, whatever.
Okay,
kids, grab a pen and paper. That might come in handy.
Good,
in a
all
minute.
Right.
Okay, January and February are generally pretty slow. Not that things aren't happening, but everybody's like dazed and confused from the holidays, bills coming in and all that. So we've got a lot of year-in-review stuff, and in Pennsylvania, there were several hundreds of sightings in Pennsylvania alone. They have daylight photos, time-lapsed. Many videos were shown on the local Fox News affiliate. In Australia, we've talked about Australia a lot in the last year. The latest is that, although this is well known, the government has announced that they're just not going to talk about it. And the likely new prime minister said if there's evidence, it would be above top secret, and they would likely not tell him, which just confirms what we've already suspected, that there is a government within the government, and your elected official is not going to be told about these things because once they're out of office, they're civilians again, and they'll talk.
Yes, and they are talking, aren't they?
Yes. Morris County, New Jersey, has a huge number of reports alone from last week and probably this week as well. But the weirdest one of all and the most interesting one of all, and you can write this down, www.thesun, all one word, co.uk. Now, that is a tabloid, but they are one of the few papers that at least reports things. And sometimes it gives you a way to track something down further. Anyway, there was a crash, evidently, between a UFO and a huge wind turbine on a turbine farm. The tower was 290 feet tall, and the blade was 65 feet long. Now, I'm getting a little perturbed with ufologists. They're getting to be a little too skeptical, in my opinion, but dozens of people saw strange orangey-yellow spheres over Lincolnshire, and they were described as balls of flame. And there were dozens and dozens of these reported. One motorist saw the UFO actually hit the turbine. One witness saw a low-flying object skimming towards the wind farm. One reported a massive ball of light with tentacles that went right down to the ground, and he described it as absolutely huge and looked like an octopus. One woman photographed it actually hitting the turbine and said it looked like a giant explosion in the air. Flying Saucer Review, which has been published since the 1950s, said dozens of reports poured in just before the crash. The Ministry of Defense in England has no explanation nor any intention of investigating because there is no potential threat involved. Now, the original report from everyone was that the blade that's missing was not found anywhere. Later, they retracted that and said they found the blade at the base of the turbine and immediately sent it off to the manufacturer in Germany, conveniently before anyone could examine it. Sort of like the way they hauled off the Twin Towers wreckage before anyone could look at it.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is go to that URL, www.thesun.co.uk, put in UFO and wind turbine, and you'll get to see a couple of good pictures of the wreckage.
What city was that in England again, Michael?
Lancashire, I believe.
Lancashire, okay. Right. Okay. Boy, okay, so we've been to Pennsylvania, Australia, New Jersey, Morris County, and Lancaster England.
Lincolnshire,
okay, yeah. All right. Lincolnshire, where it was reported a UFO crashed into a wind turbine. That's amazing stuff.
And the damage was really quite considerable.
Well, there we are. Our report, now, you've got all the important stuff off there, Michael.
Well, just to say that the so-called professional ufologists are not discounting the UFO sightings. They are discounting the collision as being a coincidence. Personally, I'm not buying into that at all.
Okay, I agree with you there, but nevertheless, thank you for your report. We've been hearing from Michael Strainick, Canada's foremost expert on the subject of UFOs. He's heard every second Monday evening here on Son of Night Dreams. And the reason why we broadcast these amazing stories is because I believe in UFOs. I've seen them. I've talked to people who have been abducted and seen UFOs. And I think more people should be aware of them because something's been going on for hundreds, thousands of years on this planet that we really don't know much about.
And it may be the most important thing that ever faced the human race.
You're right about that. Michael Strainick, thank you. We'll be talking to you in 2 weeks' time.
Righto.
Bye.
My pleasure.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Somewhere out there in the galaxy of stars, there are beings watching us.
When we look at any object in space, we are not really seeing the object itself, but the sum total of the energy being emitted by the chemical elements that make up that object. Each element, whether it be hydrogen, calcium, helium, or iron, emits wavelengths of light that are unique to that element. By choosing the wavelengths we want to look at, we are doing nothing more than the radio listener does at home when he wants to select a particular broadcast station. Each of the 101 natural chemical elements emits certain wavelengths of light, and we can tune these in by dialing those wavelengths. In practice, since the Unilec receiver is really a device of the future, this is done with special photographic filters, or by breaking up the combined light of an object into a spectrum. Thus, we can undertake the chemical analysis of a star many trillions of miles away just as easily as if we had it in the laboratory. In astronomy, as in most branches of science, one discovery often leads to another. The discovery that the Crab Nebula was expanding, and the subsequent calculation of the rate of expansion, pointed to the distance of the Crab Nebula. And by the mid-1920s, astronomers knew that the Crab was about 5,000 light years away. Since that means that it takes light, traveling at 186,000 miles per second, 5,000 years to reach us from the crab. The actual explosion, which was seen by the Chinese in the middle of the 11th century, actually occurred around 4,000 BC. In other words, whatever happened or is happening to the Crab Nebula, we can't find out about it until 5,000 years later. Certainly the message from the stars is very old news when we receive it.
What can you expect from a regular radio? Why don't you come up to my room? Listen to it on a real radio. Come on, come on.
As if from a distance, and I reply with impressions chosen from another time, from another time.
Apologies to you for me, Nirvana, 1993. Well, it takes me back to seeing Nirvana at the old ice rink in the P&E. What do they call the place? The Forum? Whoa, that was an amazing night. The first and last time I saw Nirvana. Never forget it. 5 after the hour. If you're tuned live to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Jolly John Tanner, your host here, Son of Night Dreams, the program, heard every other Mondays. We also heard from the Taurus Incident, put together by my son, Morgan Tanner. And we heard the voice of David R. Roger, former director, first director of the planetarium 41 years ago, and Unilec 1892, talking about the Crab Nebula. And somewhere underneath the stars, we heard from The Cure from their latest CD, 413 Dream. And thank you, Michael Strainick, for that UFO report. Well, you know, we lost a lot of notable people this year. If you look at the list, people related to music especially, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi on February 5th. Well, I know he influenced the Beatles a bit anyway. Sexy Sadie and all that. Jeff Healey, Canadian jazz and blues guitarist, passed on March 2nd. On March 18th, Arthur C. Clarke, well, you know, he influenced a lot of people just with his 2001 A Space Odyssey. Then I see on April 29th, Albert Hoffman. He's the chemist who accidentally discovered LSD. I guess he influenced a lot of musicians, too. Whew. Wow, man. Far out. June 2nd, rock and roll singer-guitarist Bo Diddley, who was 79. He passed away. Bo, we love you. Bo Diddley. And moving on through the year, September 15th, back in August 10th, Isaac Hayes passed away. He was 65. On September 15th, Richard Wright, the founding keyboardist for Pink Floyd, passed away at 65. And on October 15th, Frank Kerr, also known as Frankie Venom, lead singer of Teenage Head, passed away. Jimmy Carl Black, American-born drummer with Frank Zappa, left us on November 1st. Don't go away if you love Zappa. He died at 70. Byron Lee, Jamaican bandleader who hung out in Kingston, Jamaica, and moved to Toronto, died on November 4th. And Miriam Makeba from South Africa, who came to Canada too, I believe, was 76. Though I guess she hung out in Africa mostly, though. Probably Byron did too. Okay. Odetta passed away on December 2nd, she was 77, a folk singer, American, credited with legitimizing and popularizing slave music and spirituals. Eartha Kitt passed away December 25th, Christmas Day, wow, at 81 in New York. And finally, Freddie Hubbard on December 29th, Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpet player who was 70. Just a few of the people who left us from the year of 2008. Well, it was a good year, too, though, and those people's music and their memories will last on forever. Right now, time to secure the synaptial psychedelic solitude. Black Mountain, one of my favorites from 2008.
Help me breathe, I can only. not a shortcut, no straight line. How am I to find sleeping country? Ghost holes in my head, keeping time, wandering miles, trying to scan the hot dice, keep rolling, try to lose all or nothing. Now familiar, now forgotten. Forget the vibe. Forget the song. Been gone. Trying to scan the
Here it is.
Go and tell.
There is a place.
Go hand in hand.
Yeah, this is the place, folks. It's Son of Night Dreams on CITR. And there's some fun stuff, some fun tunes from 2008. We had the choir practice. Yay, Scott T is the only guy with all those girls. Women, sorry. I shouldn't be calling them girls. The choir practice. Ooh. Whoops, I accidentally pushed out one button. I wonder what that means. Uh-oh. Now I've done it here. I'll have to ask Gary Kay, Radio Free GAC, who's on the air in about 10 minutes here, if that means anything. We had I See Things by Choir Practice. Constantine's. I pressed that number one out button accidentally, Gary. I hope that's okay. Anyway, should be fine. Okay. Constantine's performed Trans-Canada. And, of course, Amber Weber with Stephen McBean back there somewhere on Black Mountain, of course, and Night Walks. All right. Dark Matter Man. Yes, he's here in my altered ego, reminding you just past full moon out there. We might get some clear skies in a few days. You could look for the waning gibbous moon. No, that you won't see that. How about checking the waning gibbous moon 5 degrees below Saturn on January the 14th? That's a couple of days, and maybe it will have cleared up. Saturn's in Leo. It rises around 10-ish or so in the eastern sky. If you look through your telescope, you will have trouble seeing Saturn's rings or edgewise for most of this year, but I think they're still slightly visible. And, of course, grab your favorite edition of Discorder at your favorite record store out there. And, you'll be in tune as to what's going on in this radio station. Well, you probably read in the paper that this is Motown's day. They turned 50 years old today. Motown, founded in 1959 in Detroit by songwriter and entrepreneur Berry Gordy, using an $800 family loan. Motown plans a year-long celebration, so you'll be hearing more about it. Originally called Tamla and operating out of a two-story house, Gordy changed the name to Motown to reflect the auto industry that dominated Detroit. What they did was take forms of R&B, jazz, blues, plus gospel and melded it into a sort of a pop market. And, one of the first songs that Berry Gordy, founder of Tamla Motown, put together, one of his first ventures into writing, producing, and managing was on behalf of Marv Johnson. You Got What It Takes gave the first inkling of Gordy's uncanny knack for finding the right sound for the right time. And then right after that, we're going to listen to a band that used to be called the Cazinettes, short for Can't Sing Yet. They auditioned successfully for Motown in 1961, and after the song was changed around a bit I guess it was Georgiana Dobbins. She was one of the members of the Cassinettes who changed her name to the Marvelettes. So let's check out Motown, 50 years old. 1959, Marv Johnson.
You don't try. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah, you got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy.
Yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, and whoa, whoa, whoa. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, little girl, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah.
got what it takes.
Hey, hey.
To satisfy.
Hey, hey.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman, please deliver the letter, the sooner the better. Oh, man, don't you love it? There's a couple of classics. The 1959 song, Marv Johnson, You Got What It Takes, the first song that Berry Gordy produced for Motown, and then the Marvelettes from 61, Please, Mr. Postman, and John Lennon, Paul McCartney heard that and re-recorded a great version. Okay, you know, back in the day, a lot of DJs said their program directors didn't want soul or black music on the radio, and they played it anyway. They sacrificed their jobs, and to all those DJs that did, a tip of the hat to you, and happy 50th anniversary, Motown. Happy trails from the Tanner Manor. We got something to take you out here. If you saw Dweezil Zappa, stand by. Woo. Gary Kay, Radio Free Gack is next.
Ready for Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, America's mother of the air. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Oxydol.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. And wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero.
And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern light commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo. Ooh.
And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
She said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
With a lead
field.
With a lead field snowshoe. Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Thank you. right. Hey, I like the sound of my voice sometimes. Anyways, what we just heard there was Es Lauft by Dauerfish, which you can find on the 1998 compilation tribute to Peter Thomas called Warp Back to Earth, 6699. The second disc of Warp Back to Earth featured a couple dozen unreleased tracks written by the German composer, mostly weird electronic works for various TV shows and films. And the first disc featured numerous remixes, along with the one we just heard from Dauerfish. There are works done by Stereolab, Coldcut, Momus, and Saint Etienne. Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Gak from the UBC campus here in Vancouver, British Columbia, where the snow has melted and it sort of looks like the usual January here. Fog, drizzle, and lots of cyclists here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and cable online through www.citr.ca. And I'm with you here till 9 o'clock, so you can call me here at the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak.com. Actually, radiofreegak@gmail.com. That's right. I think that's what I said. Sort of went on autopilot there for a bit. Anyways, this week's episode has no major focus, aside from a smattering of giallo soundtrack bits, a few wintry folk songs, some covers, and we'll start off with some more experimental works. And the first track coming up will be Cheveux, and they're a French duo that released a 7-inch back in 2007 called My Answer Is Yes through Rob's House Records. So what we'll do, after we listen to a little bit of this fantastic instrumental track here, is we'll listen to one of the B-sides, which is a tribute to one of Russ Meyer's bosom actresses. So this will be Lola Langusta by Cheveux.
Let's go, you honey bunny bun style. Let's go, you real woman. I like your style. Come show, Lola. Sick as a rainbow.